ability to handle life's challenges is a measure of our strength of character. Les Brown. Everything negative, pressure, challenges, is an opportunity for me to rise. Kobe Bryant. What's going on, Shadow Corner family? It's your friendly neighborhood Fluffy Ninja here to give you the goods. I'm your host, Cyan, your life coach, a spiritual mentor and teacher, whatever you want to call it, I'm here and present with you. So we've gone through 2 episodes so far where we talked about foundation building. The first one talked about foundation and what it is and what it represents and how much of a heaviness that it has. The second part was a bonus to identify what foundation that you have, being able to differentiate yourself from the others, or whether or not you're a combination of 2 different foundations. And like I said, in that bonus, you don't necessarily have to be any of those initial foundations. It's really knowing exactly what stuff you're actually made of, in a sense. So it's not to knock anybody for what they do, but everybody in that list, at least my personal list that I have met, has had to deal with and have some type of negative trait that's attached to it that needed to either be healed or addressed. So in that bonus episode, that's what I do. And now we are on the part that not so fun and it's not so easy. We're talking about building resilience, tackling disruptions, pitfalls, and most importantly, boulders. For those of you that don't know, I use this analogy a lot when I do people with relationships and I give them advice on it. Although that I am not the full expert on relationships, I know that for me personally, I know what I don't want for me personally. And I know that from what I hear from the opposite sex, I know what they don't want because I was cool with the guys just as well as I was cool with the girls. I always was the person in the middle. So what I mean by that is, there was one coach that said that in life, you're going to have challenges, difficulties, and things that seem like it could go on forever, but you have to know when to pick your battles. And I added to that, there's also a difference between pebbles and boulders when it comes down to your relationships, when it comes down to financial things, as well as relationships, and as well as family. Like, this analogy goes beyond just relationships. It goes with like life building as well. So I go by asking you, okay, so what is a trigger for you? Or I ask the question, what was the argument about? Or what was this happening? And they'll tell me something as simple as someone calling me this, or leaving the toothpaste cap off the toothpaste, or anything that seems like it's very small and we end up making it very big. What I'm trying to say. Sorry, I'm rambling. I'm trying to get my thoughts together. So basically, little stuff like that, that either can require a conversation or an addressed moment or something where it seems like it has an easier conflict resolution, those are considered pebbles. Now, don't get me wrong. If you get enough pebbles, you can actually make things a boulder, where in this case, a boulder by itself can destroy everything that you've built. And whether you know it or not, boulders started out as small pebbles. So what I tell people that are in relationships or wanting to build healthy relationships with their friends and family and business relationship, catch the small pebbles first before they become boulders. Because you do not want a moment where you ended up destroying everything you built. Because then that becomes self-sabotage. And literally the only person you'll have left to blame is yourself. And it's not pointing fingers or anything. It's just the fact that you saw the signs. You didn't want to do anything about it. Now you're sitting here saying, oh, nobody wants to be with me. No one wants to do this. No, it's not that. It's just there's some things within you that you have to fix. Or there's something within your partner that they have to fix. And if you're willing to stand by them, then that shows a level of strength on your hand when it comes down to it. Now, I'm not saying stand by those that abuse you, call you out your name, make you feel insignificant. I'm talking about the people that are actually trying and pushing the effort to grow out of the mud that they grew in, or that their life has put them in, or that this after the decisions they've made, and they're trying to actively fight out of the pitfalls that they put themselves in. So, and speaking of pitfalls, pitfalls in definition for me, these are situations that happen out of the blue that you either A, you didn't see coming, or B, you prepared, but it wasn't a prepared enough type of moment. So we will talk about those later on in the show. So we're going to start off with the first one, which is disruptions. Now, when we talk about foundation building, we have to stop in some sort of way thinking that stuff is not going to pop off as we're building. Stuff happens. And it also is like the little pebbles God throws at us to see if we can handle under low pressure and to see how much he can actually put on you. Because this kind of reminds me of the Bible story. For anybody that's Christian, you know about this one. If you're not Christian, there is a text in the Bible that talks about the three servants and the master. The master gave a servant each a certain amount of money that he wanted them to multiply. Now, in the midst of that, one of the servants was so distracted by his fear that he didn't multiply the money. He just stashed it away so that way it wouldn't seem like he was stealing. This is my visual definition. This is not for word verbatim what it says in the Bible. But in turn, when the master came back, the first servant doubled what he had got him to. The second servant doubled or tripled what he had from the master. But when the third servant, it was his turn, he still had the same amount. And then his master asked him why he didn't do what he had to do to double the amount to have more. Then he gave him some type of excuse. But the point that I'm trying to make in this situation is, for much that is given, much is required. So if you're planning on building a healthy and very dominant foundation and stable foundation, you have to first ask yourselves and research what it is that you're trying to jump into. The second thing you need to do is understand how much work it's going to take to build something from the ground up, as well as understand that there are going to be some type of dips, turns, curveballs that are going to be thrown at you that either A, you can always find someone to help you with them that you trust, or someone that is outside the business or has been in this situation before, like actually been in a situation, not someone say, oh, I think I've been in something. When they have used the word, I think, that is not an assurance. That is a disassurance. Walk away. You need somebody that's very sure, not someone that's half sure, and they're just going by the possibility of it working out. Because sometimes you know, other times you don't, and it's okay not to. But in this case, if you're in the foundation building business, you're going to have the assurance of what it means to literally have someone on your team that knows exactly more that as much as you do or more. It would benefit you to actually know somebody that knows more about what you're doing than anything else, because they will help you avoid these types of disruptions. One example could be that someone passes away, whether it be a family member or not, and it was something that you did not see coming. Another disruption could be that for some reason, the bank has accidentally bounced checks back to the store, and or they've taken them and it's never made it to the bank account. So where now you're sitting here stressing because you can't pay your employees. These are some disturbances that can happen. Not saying they will happen, but these are some things that can happen. And you have to be mentally ready for this type of situation, because the number one thing you have to think about is, number one, where's your mindset at? Yes, you have to pay these people. Or yes, you have to do this, but where's your mind at right now? I'm upset. Okay, now that we've acknowledged that we are upset, and now that we've acknowledged that this is not abnormal and it's not going as perfectly planned as we wanted it to go, what is the next thing that you have to do? The next thing is to recognize, what are some things that I can do right now that will help the situation? I can call the bank. I could go to the physical bank if they have one. I could talk to someone that's in the same field and see if this has happened to them before. Like, there is a lot of things that could possibly happen, and you have to be mentally prepared for them. Also, another thing could be that, like, your car breaks down and you don't know how you're going to get to work, but you know you're going to get there. I'm trying to think of, like, other things that could actually be done because of the fact that you did not see it coming, or it wasn't something that was further in your mind. The main key is trying to get enough mental strength to be able to handle these types of things. Don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you to be invincible and be numb or none of that. I want you to feel all the feelings, but I want you to understand that it takes a level of mental strength and stability to be able to walk in where you're going. And you're not going to get there if you're consistently going by the desires of the heart or being overly emotional. There's some type of thick skin that has to be developed in order for you to be able to go where you're going. The next thing that you need to also be aware of is pitfalls. Now, pitfalls usually develop when it's something of our own demise. Sometimes it can be things that, and so many different ways, it can be things that we end up dropping the ball for ourselves. I hate this conversation specifically because I've had some that I really, really, really did not like. And it irritated the hell out of me that I was like, I knew better and I knew how I could have did better, but it didn't work out that way. Hold on. So for me, one of the pitfalls that I can literally regulate is, it's kind of hard to explain. When I was just starting to figure out what I wanted to do, I followed the advice of someone that said, all opportunities are not good opportunities. And I remember that as I was thinking, I got an opportunity with someone and I thought about what it would do for me financially, what it would do for me emotionally and spiritually. Needless to say, because of my procrastination, things didn't plan out the way I thought it was going to. In the end, I had to start from scratch. And it made me neglect a lot of things, such as myself and what I personally had to do to survive. Sometimes pitfalls are as simple as dropping the ball on you. And when I say that, it's not to say that for you to be selfish or for you to put everyone on the back burner, but at some point you're going to have to follow your intuition when it comes down to the things that you care about most, instead of listening to opinions of people that's never walked a mile in your shoes, let alone had to deal with half of what you do. My intuition told me to take the opportunity and that it would be so much more, but my fear made me not take it and missed out. Because it's something I remember someone told me a long time ago. Self-sabotage is a pitfall. It's one of the major ones that's considered like shooting yourself in the foot that sometimes you don't recognize. And I'm not proud of that, of the self-sabotaging nature that I had then. In so many ways, I wish I could go back and actually tell that Cyan to take it. But that's the thing. That's why it's considered the past. You live and you learn from it. And you know not to ever do it again, at least try to. So another and the last and final part of our pitfall situation are the boulders. The boulders represents pieces of yourself that you didn't take the time to actually cultivate. That's the nicest way I can say it. So what I mean by boulders are things like low self-esteem, running out of gas and motivation for what you want. Negligence, not just of yourself, but of what's most important for you, building a foundation. And finally, losing focus. These are boulders that sometimes we don't really see how much impact it has until it meets the pitfall. And I'm not gonna lie to you, the biggest boulder I had for me personally, I didn't neglect what I did to push myself, because I knew that it was going to be something important. I've never had this low self-esteem because I've always knew my worth. I just didn't know how to express it. I never lost sight of what it is I was fighting for. In all directions, I always made sure that it's exactly what was needed to be said or exactly what needed to be expressed. My biggest boulder was running out of gas or not having the right fuel. And to put it simply, my fuel was to prove everyone around me that didn't see the vision of my dream wrong. Now, it may not seem like much of a boulder to you or anyone, but it was for me because I'm going to be 100% vulnerable in this situation. I am a 32-year-old Black woman in a world that doesn't respect my strength. Sometimes I'm viewed as a thief when I haven't stolen anything. Other times I'm viewed as whatever the person's perception is. And when I speak, sometimes it comes off to the person as if I'm aggressive or that I'm trying to push. But it's not that at all. I was a child brought up in tough love. And in so many ways, that's how I thought everybody learned. Because I had two options. Either A, run off the fuel of anger because of what social society says. Or B, run off the fuel of, I know I can do it. And filling my tank was one of the hardest things I had to think about because I had to make sure that every step that I ever made, it was for me and it wasn't by the influence of others. And I always had to check that. And some people that were around me at the time made it seem as if that I wasn't worthy of the dream that I was seeking because I didn't have the skills that they had, because I didn't know everything that they had. But in actuality, I did. I went so far as to dumb myself down to make them feel comfortable. And I hated it for that. I hated myself for that. So much so that I would always use the sign, see me. See the person that's in front of you. Because how is it that you don't see me, but I see everything that you could be and so much more? See, that's one of the gifts that I have. I have a big heart and I see the possibilities of every person that I meet. I see what their foundation is currently, and I know exactly what steps that they can take to actually build it. Sometimes that gift has been taken advantage of. Other times it's been put on the back burner because of the limited knowledge that I had or have. So I was used to being underestimated, ignored, felt less than, even outside of my skin complexion. And it made it harder for me to be able to fuel or fan my own flame till I got to the point where I was fueled with nothing but anger. And that was the only thing that I had because I was trying to prove people wrong. But I had to sit back and refocus on why was I building this foundation in the first place? What was I building that was supposed to last? See, boulders are not just attached emotions or situations from your past. Sometimes there are things that shackle to you at a young age that you just don't know how to get past. Thank goodness for spirit and shadow work, because otherwise I would not have been able to get past it. And I'm so much better. And there's so much peace that lives within me. And I'm extremely grateful. Sometimes you're going to have to take the hammers to the boulders when it comes down to building the life that you want. And no one or anything can stop that from happening because you believe in it more than anyone else. Even when people don't see it, you believe in it. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters when building yourself up. Screw what anybody else says or how they feel. Your dreams are valid. Your foundation has such a significance on what it can be when it's fully built. And it'll help so many people. But it's all the time we have for today. I'll catch you on the next episode where we'll talk about inner and outer peace and beyond when it comes down to when your foundation is finally built and when you're up to the point where you've been tested on your resilience and you've been tested on everything that spirit wants to give you. And I cannot wait to see you on the other side. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.